From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the author of a suspended book weighs in on a local school district's decision to pull it from the syllabus. First, drug testing your kids at home. Some North Texas students recently overdosed on synthetic marijuana, and prescription drugs are popular with younger teens. One group hopes arming parents with free drug kits might help turn things around. KERA's Dwali Saikautel was in Fort Worth today, where volunteers were handing them out.
Under a red tent at a Walgreens off Bryant-Irvin Road, little blue boxes worth about $40 each were being given away to parents by an Arizona-based nonprofit called Not My Kid.
There is probably no kid who is addicted to painkillers whose parents thought that their kid would do it.
Dr. Terry McCarthy works for Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital. He's helping Not My Kid, which has partnered with First Check, maker of home drug tests, to give away 4,000 kits in a dozen cities around the U.S. Parents, McCarthy says, are sometimes in denial about their kids using drugs.
They never think that it would be their children. It's always somebody else's, and unfortunately, sometimes it is your child who's doing it.
Maria Vieira, a paramedic with MedStar, stopped by to talk to parents, too. She says she witnesses scary drug overdoses among middle and high school kids.
In a week's worth of work for me, which are 12-hour shifts, 4 days a week, I would encounter this maybe three times during that week.
She's seen children who intentionally take drugs and those that are victims of an accidental overdose.
It doesn't suffice anymore just to let them walk through the door and never have any communication with them.
Andrew Jackson is a parent of two sons and a daughter. The Bedford resident picked up several of the free drug kits.
There's all kinds of new drugs our kids are using. You can't even name them now. It used to be cheese. Now they got all kinds of stuff.
Jackson, who was shopping with his grandson Drew, says he started talking to his kids about drugs at a very young age.
If we don't stop it, we're going to kill ourselves from within.
It's not the world that I grew up in, okay? When I went to high school, you might get your nose bloodied, but nobody ever got murdered for their tennis shoes.
Ron Barrett of Fort Worth is a grandparent, too.
Just about everybody I've ever known tried drugs when they were younger, because that's what teenagers do. They push limits. They explore the possibilities. Myself included during those halcyon days of the mid-60s.
He agrees that the free drug kits can help parents set boundaries and dialogue with their children, but...
You can test your children, but with any test you have to have a control. So there are a few false positives. There are some false negatives. And then you have to deal with the trust issue between parent and child.
And if that fails, he says, there's always grandma and grandpa. Dwahli Saikautel, KERA News, Fort Worth.
Mike Rowe, the star of Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel, got the students at Dubisky Career High School cheering for technical education today. As part of the KERA Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas visited the school to see why the students are excited about repairing and maintaining heavy equipment.
There's no football team or cheerleaders at Dubisky Career High School. The responsibility of getting the students fired up fell to Peter John Holt, great-great-grandson of the founder of the heavy machinery company Holt Cat.
Don't let anybody tell you that being a diesel technician is anything less than being a professor or you know, historian. You are solving the nation's crisis right now.
Without a gymnasium, students gathered in the school parking lot for the pep rally as a highway hummed in the background. J.K. Baxter, a senior vice president at Holt Cat, has open jobs that he wants filled by young people from Texas.
And it involves things like a basic understanding in electronics, hydraulics, diesel engines, HVAC. At Holt, we understand that this type of education is very, very expensive. They don't hand this out for free.
Baxter then handed out a giant check for $10,000 for more technical training at Dubisky and said Holt Cat will spend $1 million more in Texas high schools. They're among the many corporations with a strong interest in making the trades more appealing to young people. To glam it up, a celebrity.
Their dirty jobs.
Mike Rowe drove into the pep rally in a Caterpillar front loader. He told the kids they were preparing for great jobs.
The country is full of people who are disconnected from work, disconnected from skill. You guys aren't. That makes you super cool.
Roe has made a career of celebrating blue-collar work on television. Modern society's obsession with sending every kid to college is misguided, he said.
Blue-collar and white-collar, they're two sides of the same coin. And the minute we start talking about how one is more valuable than the other, we're going to have an infrastructure that falls down. We're going to have outsourcing and manufacturing problems. We're going to have a skills gap.
The Texas state legislature is also worried about this skills gap and overhauled the high school curriculum in April to try to get more students ready for technical careers. Back in the school's auto shop after the pep rally, Emmanuel Macias, a senior at Dubisky, said he has learned a lot from an internship at Holtcat.
So you rotate throughout the shops, and during your senior year, you tell them what three top picks you want. I wanted to come work at cars, but then it transitioned to tractors, and I loved it. Fell in love with it.
Emmanuel says he is thinking about college, but mostly hopes to become a lead technician on heavy machinery. Maybe it's not Silicon Valley or Wall Street, but it is a stable career with benefits and at least one attractive booster on television. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
The Highland Park School District has attracted attention after suspending seven books from classes. One of them is called The Art of Racing in the Rain. The story is told from the perspective of a dog named Enzo, and it was on the district's class syllabus for this fall. Producer Christina Martinez spoke with Garth Stein, the author of that book.
Garth Stein, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
When you first heard that your book was being pulled from Highland Park classes, what was your first reaction?
Oh, I was a little baffled. I mean, there's so many good messages in the book, so many positive messages about how to lead your life and personal responsibility and so forth. I understand that part of the plot revolves around an allegation of sexual molestation. The scene is not very explicit, but I guess the concept is, for 10th graders who were the class that I guess that is reading this, I think that's a discussion that they should be having in the classroom or at home with their parents.
Has The Art of Racing in the Rain been pulled from schools or libraries before?
Not that I know of, no. I mean, for younger kids, like 8 to 12-year-old kids, they want to experience Enzo. You know, it became a very popular book, and everyone loves Enzo. And he's kind of funny, and he's kind of snarky, and he's got great observations. And so young people especially identify with him. And we did create a young reader edition that's sanitized of bad language and changes this situation that I mentioned. It massages that in a different way. But that's for young kids. And I think that by the time you're 16 years old, we should be having a conversation and a discussion about things that may be, you know, not so wonderful about the world around us, rather than trying to suppress that conversation and to censor that conversation.
The American Library Association gets hundreds of challenges a year, proposing that certain books get pulled out of schools or public libraries. Why is this a problem?
I think that the idea isn't to suppress ideas, but to bring them out and to discuss them. Now, not every book is appropriate for every audience. But I also have to understand that teachers aren't just randomly trying to pick inflammatory books just to be controversial. They choose books because they think it will engage the students, it will lead to a good discussion, and it will appeal to the majority of the students who they're teaching.
What do you hope will come out of the situation at Highland Park?
Through my Facebook page, I have offered to get engaged in that discussion if they would care to. I can explain to them the context of the scene, why it was necessary for the plot of the book. It would be a shame to see it pulled from the shelves. I get emails from high school students all the time, and I love that because it's hard to get high school students to read books. There's so many distractions.
Garth Stein is the author of The Art of Racing in the Rain. Garth, thanks for talking with me.
My pleasure.
From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.